Serena Williams' return to Wimbledon was a short one, losing in an epic three-hour first-round match yesterday to Harmony Tan. There is speculation on both sides of the Atlantic that this could have been the last match for the 23-time major champion. If it is, and selfishly, I hope it isn't, it was great to see her go out the way she should be remembered, a warrior that fought for every last point. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, June 29th. I'm Rick Ellington, the emergency catcher, or third-string quarterback, called into action with both Abe Madcore and David Albright out of pocket this morning. But let's get to the news. BioSteel continues to expand its presence in the sports world with perhaps its biggest deal to date, as Terry Lefton reports it is poised to replace Gatorade as an official NHL sponsor. The sports drinks ties to hockey are obvious. The Toronto-based company is run by former NHL player Mike Camilleri and counts Connor McDavid, the face of the league, as one of its major endorsers. But it's not just limiting itself to the frozen pond. BioSteel has its tentacles in other sports as well, with deals with the Dallas Mavericks and Toronto Raptors, among other NBA team partnerships, and an endorsement deal with All-Pro quarterback Patrick Mahomes. For what it's worth, I've started to notice a bigger presence for BioSteel regarding in-store displays and signage at local convenience stores, another sign that the company continues to grow. But the NHL Association will ensure that the drink continues on an upward trajectory. The USFL is set to return for a second season next year and plans to expand its base of operations from just Birmingham. The New York Post is reporting that Fox, which owns the league, has hired Allen & Company to find minority investors to help fund that expansion effort. The plan reportedly is to raise between $150 and $200 million, and the investment bank apparently knows parties who have shown recent interest in getting into the football space and is looking for investors that can help Fox run the league. Allen & Company, of course, recently helped the Denver Broncos in their sales process, resulting in a $4.65 billion deal with a group led by Rob Walton. As has been mentioned previously, the USFL could face some competition next spring with the XFL looking to get back into action, so an infusion of capital can only be good for that effort. One thing to keep in mind here, Fox does plan to continue running the USFL even if it cannot find any additional investors. All-star first baseman Freddie Freeman has dropped Excel Sports Management and is looking for new representation, and the timing of the move certainly is curious. It was just last weekend that Freeman made his return to Atlanta after signing a long-term deal in March with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that return has to register among one of the most emotional for a superstar to his former hometown in recent sports memory. Freeman denies that his decision to change agents has anything to do with the timing of the return to Atlanta, though he has stated on numerous occasions that he never wanted to leave the Braves. Multiple reports from the spring stated that XL's Casey Close played hardball in his negotiations with the team that ultimately pushed out the franchise icon. Close obviously has a track record as one of the top agents in the game. Just ask Derek Jeter about him. But one has to wonder if the fallout from Freeman's situation will cause any ripple effects. We'll end today on this note. The Los Angeles Clippers yesterday unveiled the 350th and final court renovation around the city as part of a partnership with the LA Parks Foundation. Team owner Steve Ballmer and LA Mayor Eric Garcetti were on hand for the occasion, which culminates a four-year effort by the franchise. While the move certainly gives the Clips a higher profile in a city still dominated by the Lakers, the move also shows a commitment to giving back to the community. So well done by Ballmer, Gillian Zucker, and the rest of the Clippers organization. That's it for today. You'll be back in the able hands of Abe Madcore tomorrow, but I hope everyone has a great day as we are approaching the official midpoint of the year.